Welcome back. It's a Tuesday, the 5th day of July, 2022. I'm your host, Mark Hall. And that is, of course, the day after the long holiday weekend that, let's be honest, folks, most Americans are absolutely clueless about. They don't have any understanding of why it's even important. And in the case of most of Hollywood and the political class, but I repeat myself, they're downright ignorant and proud of it. Just to get it out of the way up front, there was the usual perversion on the left coast. And another mass murder in where else? Another gun-free killing zone in the Chicagoland area. And I hear people complaining about it in the mass media and opining how awful it is that it just keeps on happening. All the while, they do the same stupid, idiotic thing over and over again and expect a different result. It's a lot like voluntarily living in a crack house and then having them whine about how it's not as nice as they think it should be. So they want to steal some of your stuff to build it back better. Well, anyway, the latest demonstration of just how well gun control works was in the Chicago suburb of Highland Park, where an occult-tied Antifa progressive socialist well-known to law enforcement, who just happened to have been a rapper that telegraphed his moves for a long time via socialist media, climbed up on top of a building in the gun-free killing zone and then shot a whole lot of people trying to watch a parade, killing 6 of them and injuring over 30 others. 22-year-old Robert Cremo III, or is it Crimo, is now in police custody. He's a rapper who uses the name Awake, and how's that for apropos, has a bizarre socialist media footprint, including videos of the crime scene and animations that appear to show just how he envisioned what he intended to do, playing out. Wonder if he had help from his handlers on that one. Or maybe that just helped identify him to the FBI as a potential flunky. And guess what, folks? Socialist media platforms have now quickly scrubbed all of his content, reports Cassandra Fairbanks for the Gateway Pundit, including a Discord channel, a YouTube channel, Twitter, and Instagram accounts. A fusillade of nutcases were out in force immediately after, almost like they'd been queued up in advance, to do some grave dancing and lobby for more of the hair of the dog. Airhead Alyssa Milano, for example, tweeted how this is the 309th mass shooting this year alone. Literally almost every single one of them, folks, in a gun-free killing zone. She's clueless as to any possible connection there, and then adds this bit of idiocy to bring that point home. Quote, "This is not the America the framers envisioned." Good grief. Of course, the fact that she's so clueless about why is a really big part of the reason. But on a stupid scale, she may have been topped by one so-called comedian named Michael Ian Black, who retweeted some more idiocy and then added, "Seriously, what are we even celebrating today?" Unquote. And obviously, he too doesn't have a clue. And if you stop and think about it, folks, and ponder just how far from anything even remotely Bill of Rights-oriented, constitutional, or especially Declaration of Independence-honoring, America with a K under the Biden Fuhrer has now swirled down the toilet bowl of history, that level of cultural cluelessness pretty well encapsulates why we are exactly where we are. Truths that were once self-evident to every real American are now way, way over their head. Seriously, what are we even celebrating today? They really don't have a clue. Almost simultaneously over the long weekend, more communists masquerading as Congress critters openly advocated for treason and introduced yet another infringement, perhaps the most massive yet, that would attempt to limit any purchases of Booga Booga Booga, the only piece of property actually enumerated in the Bill of Rights, to one every 5 years, but then only if you're a good little slave and get a license from Big Brother first. Because, after all, slaves can't own weapons. Slaves certainly can't be allowed to say no until it's all empty, unless we decide to let them. It's called the Federal Firearms Licensing Act, and Uncle Joe, Mao, and Adolf would all be really proud of them. Here's another one of those quick stories that you already knew was coming, but it fits well into the story of the decline and fall of the American Empire. From Bob Unruh at WorldNet Daily, also via Natural News, given that the Supreme Court has recently decided to read the actual text of the Second Amendment and ruled that governments cannot unconstitutionally deny even residents permission to carry a weapon in public, i.e. keep and even bear it, just because they don't meet the demand of some oath-breaking socialist bureaucrat to show just cause to allow the slave to be armed. Well, you knew darn well, didn't you, that the slave masters aren't about to back down and let those that they've had under their thumb for so long actually rise up and do what the rule of law says they're supposed to. Now, says Bob Unruh, a legal analysis says officials, and you already know what that means, are considering basing their decisions about whether or not to let a slave keep and bear arms on factors that make up a person's ideology. For example, do you endorse any kind of hatred, which is obviously a wildly vague term, but so much the better, or do you endorse certain religious views, things that are verboten? How about being anti-government or even pro or anti? It'll depend on the situation, don't you know? Abortion. Legal commentator Eugene Volokh at Reason explained that California officials are now working on workarounds to the latest Supreme Court decision in the New York State Rifle and Pistol Association v. Bruin, in which justices vetoed the idea that any old bureaucrat, like in New York, can demand a license, Achtung, and that the applicant provide the bureaucrat whatever version of a good reason for the slave's behavior that they demand. Just cause for a license to defend yourself from the likes of the bureaucrat. Oops, right there, you know, just thinking that will get you denied. Volokh noted that the California Attorney General then immediately issued a statement saying that the state's demand for good cause could likely no longer be used against residents, but not to worry, they have a plan. They knew it was coming. They explained that certain people who hold certain ideological viewpoints should be disqualified. For example, the state already requires that an applicant be of good moral character, and if you're a conservative, if you've ever read the Bill of Rights, if you believe that certain truths were once held to be self-evident, obviously you don't have good moral character. Now, if you want to waggle your willy in front of widow boys and girls, that's a whole different story, isn't it? Here's the quote from Sorosland. The Sacramento County Sheriff's Office, for example, has currently identified several potential reasons why a public carry license may be denied or revoked, and they include, quote, any arrests over the last 5 years, regardless of the disposition, and any conviction in the last 7 years. So in other words, even if you were unjustly arrested, folks, and a neighbor ratted you out for something that turned out to be a complete lie. Ha ha! Gotcha! And let's not kid ourselves. Ultimately, you know that just the fact that you might want a weapon means that you're certainly not what the average Californian, or more appropriately, denizen of Hollywood, would characterize as a virtue-signaling upstanding citizen of their version of good moral character. Volokh, of course, pointed out the obvious inconsistency here, saying that these strategies are likely unconstitutional under the First Amendment, even apart from the Second Amendment, adding that the government can't restrict the actions of ordinary citizens, much less their constitutionally protected actions based on the viewpoints that they express, unquote. But hey, we're talking about California here and New York and other places where the rule of law and even the concept of sanity, much less good moral character, is totally foreign to them. He also added it doesn't matter that some adherents of some ideology engage in violence, and then said, of course, it's easy to see how, if California were allowed to deny concealed carry license to whoever California law enforcement officials claim is racist or endorses hatred, well, then other states could deny such licenses, and lots of other kinds of licenses, too, don't forget, to whoever their so-called law enforcement officials believe are anti-government, or anti-police, or anti-pedophile, anti-Satanist, anti-atheist, or whatever you may have. And let's not forget that a mere arrest history doesn't document actual illegal conduct. A column at Hot Air pointed out how extreme the California strategy not only could become, but is, as you already know, folks, a lead pipe cinch to become. Quote, there's an even more critical distinction to make in an era where the government is busy redefining words and appointing people to decide what is or isn't, misinformation. If you spoke out against the violence on display during the BLM riots, you've already been defined as a racist. So based on that alone, the California AG, or what now passes for it, could determine that you're of insufficiently good moral character. How's that for a scumbag defining the words, to be approved for a permit. If you applauded the overturning of Roe v. Wade, you're no doubt already on their list of haters of some sort, so similarly, you can expect to be denied. On the more mundane side of America's descent into third world communist state status, the holiday weekend that most no longer good Americans don't even remotely understand was also called Airmageddon, because, as another story from the Gateway Pundit puts it, more than 10,000 flights nationwide were delayed, while more than 1,000 were canceled totally, as the collapse of the labor force, particularly among pilots and aircraft mechanics, continues. Remember, folks, the vast majority, whether they liked it or not, were forced to take the poison poke, or else lose their job. Many have now found that, ooh, I'd been better off because instead I've lost my health or maybe my life. You're certainly not going to hear the waste stream talking about the death rates among pilots and aircraft mechanics and the like, but anecdotally, they're literally dropping like flies, some in flight, some on the road, and lots in their sleep or elsewhere. Honestly, folks, your cynical host has to point out the flight delays will probably save a lot of people's lives because maybe they'll decide, huh, I don't think I want to get on a plane at all, given there's such a good chance that the pilot is medically unfit to fly, and that's probably the best choice. About 20% of all flights nationwide were delayed. Almost 3% were canceled. That's a staggering number. Some people are pointing to the fact that the so-called transportation secretary, the man with no qualifications other than where he likes to put his you-know-what, remains silent. And arguably, folks, that's probably about the best that America could expect from that quarter. Better he stay clear out of it than do what the Biden regime generally does, and that's deliberately screw things up even worse. As you might expect, the incompetent are trying to blame the delays on weather, not like some of us don't understand that thunderstorms are a phenomenon during the month of July. And as CNBC reports, through the 3rd of July, 2.8% of more than 4.1 million flights scheduled by U.S. air carriers were canceled. That's up dramatically from 2.1% of more than 4.74 million flights, a whole lot more of them, scheduled during the same period pre-pandemic. And all of these numbers are dramatically worse than before the well-orchestrated destruction of the U.S. air traffic system and, of course, the entire economy. Speaking of which, here's one that shouldn't surprise us at all, courtesy of Mike Adams, Natural News, and the People's Republic of California, which this week has said, we want to complete the destruction of the trucking infrastructure. And now with new regulations on the left coast, they're going to force another 70,000 truckers right off the roads. And here you thought maybe the Biden regime had been successful so far in fomenting hyperinflation. I want to introduce the basically last thing I'm going to talk about today that I've been working up to with a couple of, I guess you'd have to call them, bullet points. First, from Russia Today, RT.com, tell me something I don't know. U.S. power companies, they say, quoting Reuters, are bracing for a supply crisis because, oh yeah, you ready for this? Consumer energy demand is expected to hit all-time highs this summer. Utilities are warning that they may lack the equipment. Hey, that's the way it is, folks, in a communist regime, to maintain the power grid. They're going to blame it on air conditioning use and, of course, booga, 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 global warming. But the truth is, look around. Hydroelectric power is way down, especially out west, where there's not only a drought going on, but they've been dumping reservoirs to prepare for it. But there's more, because they're also switching to electric cars that they now can't even afford to charge, much less have the power grid capacity to do. Meanwhile, Big Brother's green idiots are mandating so-called renewable power supplies that aren't, because they don't even produce enough power to replace themselves. And now, notes RT, power companies are warning they might not even have the spare parts to fix equipment fast enough to avoid outages. Who could have thought it? And I will follow that up with a quick piece from Jim Hoft at the Gateway Pundit entitled, What a Crock! Here is what the waste stream media and the so-called experts are trying to tell us about the huge spike in sudden adult death syndrome. They've got another word for it now, too. They call it sudden arrhythmic death syndrome. And it begins by saying the entire world is confronting that epidemic, as they're now calling it, of SADs. Health experts are looking for answers. No, health experts are looking to prevent you from understanding the answer. The syndrome, though, whatever it may be, and some of us would suggest, yeah, it's obvious, folks, is striking down healthy and active, even young people. According to a recent piece in the Daily Mail, people under 40 are being encouraged to have their hearts tested because you never know when it might strike, especially if you've taken the poison poke. The term sudden arrhythmic death syndrome, known as SADS also, refers to sudden and unexpected death that occurs in adolescents and adults, typically during their sleep, caused by cardiac arrest, for which there is no evident, or at least admissible, explanation that they are willing to have you establish. The syndrome, known as SADS, said the Daily Mail, has been fatal for all kinds of people, regardless of whether or not they maintain a fit and healthy lifestyle. Author and researcher April Hunter, though, has tweeted about how these so-called experts are trying to persuade us that things like gardening and falling asleep in front of the TV could bring on early death. below, and I'm not going to have time to do all of them, but I'll just name a few of them, are a list of articles reported by so-called health experts to explain the sudden spike in SADs. And notice what is obviously not going to make the list. The U.S. Sun headline, urgent warning to gardeners as soil increases the risk of killer heart disease. Yes, medics have found that pollutants could have a, quote, detrimental effect on our cardiovascular system. The Daily Mail, an expert there, warns that shoveling snow, oops, that's not going to get it during the summer, can be a deadly way to discover underlying cardiovascular conditions. The Wales Online, energy price rise may cause, what else, sudden heart attacks and strokes, says TVGP. From another source from the health line, snoring, could that lead to heart failure? How about CBS News? Watching less TV can reduce heart death, suggests the study there. Another one from the Daily Mail, an entirely new kind of highly reactive chemical is now found in Earth's atmospheres. And could it be the trigger of respiratory and heart diseases, contributing to global warming? Oh yes, booga, booga, booga. This one is called hydrotrioxides, and they're really scary, certainly more so than the poison poke. The U.S. Sun says summer holidays warning because flight delays, yep, that too, can increase the risk of silent killers. You know what else could increase your risk of sudden death? If your pilot croaks because he's been poked and decides to auger the plane in on short final. The Toronto Sun, daylight savings may increase the chance of heart disease, says yet another bogus study. The New Scientist says taller people have a higher risk of nerve, skin, and heart diseases. Yeah, they might just keel over dead and croak, especially if they've had the poison poke, but nope, it's not going to tell you that. Medical news today, what's the link between cold weather and heart attacks? Finally, the New York Post, falling asleep with the television on. I remember a Billy Joel song talking about that. He didn't say it would kill you, though. Could bring early death. Well, there you go, folks. Lots to worry about. Booga, booga, booga. But guess what? The poison poke certainly isn't on the list. Finally, I do have to throw this into the mix today. Another one of those, you've got to be kidding me. How stupid do they really think we are, or how evil do we realize that they are? This comes from Zero Hedge, also via Mark Jeftovic and thebombthrower.com, about right think, particularly when it comes to vaccinations. Despite increasingly compelling data and peer-reviewed studies coming out detailing the obvious harms, even death-dealing harms, and debilitating side effects of the actually not vaccinations, Canada's Liberal Socialist Coalition government is doubling down on the poison Zyklon B injections and now appears ready to move the goalposts again on what constitutes, yeah, you know it, vaccine compliance. So the scumbag with the title of health minister, Jean-Yves Duclos, Canadian slaves, and that means all of them, will be required to get a COVID sick shot every 9 months for the foreseeable future, which of course means forever so far as they're concerned. Quote, 9 months is very clear and will help people understand why up to date is the right way, indeed the only way, to think about vaccination now, said the slime bag. Fully vaccinated makes no sense now. It's about up to date. So am I up to date in my vaccination? Have I received a vaccination in the last 9 months? And this is the same wannabe mass murderer who's previously called for the provinces to make vaccinations mandatory. When asked by reporters if mandates would return this fall, he said, what do you think? Quote, we must continue to fight against COVID, unquote, and of course also against liberty. Canada, notes the author, seems to be one of the few countries outside communist China frantically clinging to the COVID narrative, relentlessly pushing not only ineffective but arguably dangerous vaccines on an increasingly fed-up population. Honestly, folks, I like the headline summary. It says, Canada's health minister, yeah, sure, says, you will never be fully vaxxed. And if you think about it, even though he's an inveterate liar, at least for once, that statement should be true. And if you want to live, especially so. All of which leads me today to something that I think is really encouraging. I've watched the, evolution of Naomi Wolf from a knee-jerk leftist, but somebody at least with a good head on her shoulders, to somebody who has more and more begun to realize just how far gone the American culture is, how far we've moved from the rule of law. Not too long ago, I talked about one of the pieces she did concerning, hey, I've come to understand that the Second Amendment really is important. And recently she did an interview with Sarah Westall about the current situation and literally came right out and said a number of things that I believe will downright shock people and are certainly worth saying. Not that your host hasn't been saying something very similar, folks, but it's certainly one thing to see someone who comes from a biblical perspective understand that there really is evil in the world, but it's very much encouraging to see someone who gets there the way Naomi Wolf got there from a far leftist perspective, understanding, you know what, the Old Testament, the Bible, the idea of good versus evil really does have a lot more to do with our current situation than I might have been willing to acknowledge before. Essentially, what she's said of late is that we've now entered the last stage of tyranny. So here are some of the excerpts from that interview. Take a listen.
So I guess I feel that, honestly, at this point, these people are so evil and their attack on humanity and on the West is so comprehensive. Well, I'll just say what I believe, Sarah. I'm a very critical thinker, right? I'm not trying to blow my own horn. It's just like what I do. I've looked at this attack on us for the last 2 years from every level. And it's so global in scale. It's so well coordinated. It's so kind of demonic in its imagination, so comprehensive. And I also have studied politics and history my whole life. In no other circumstance, not even Nazi Germany's ascent, have I seen such a supernatural amount of coordination.
Whoa, time out. And you actually heard that right. Now, I have actually been critical in the recent past of Naomi Wolf for having come way, way down the line here, but not quite being willing to come out and say, you know what? We're seeing something that's not only truly evil, it's downright satanic. And it certainly implies that in order to get there, she has to recognize, on the other hand, there must be a creator too. And that's what's so stunning and so I would say encouraging about this and this particular progressive who now seems to have really come almost full circle. Let's hear that again.
In no other circumstance, not even Nazi Germany's ascent, have I seen such a supernatural amount of coordination. Like usually people fight, there are rifts, you know, there's an in-group and an out-group, that, you know, people betray each other. It's human nature. Nothing like that, right? For 2 years has happened. And I can't understand this without reference to, non-human, non-material reality. In other words, I actually think this is a satanic attack on humanity. And I'm not a, you know, woo-woo person. I never talk about this kind of stuff in public, but I think we have to face it. These are meta-human powers I think we're up against.
There it is again. And she actually does come right out and say it. There's a supernatural amount of coordination here. It's downright satanic. And it's an attack on humanity.
And that's not necessarily all bad news. Like paradoxically, concluding that this was a meta-human level of evil with like supernaturally efficient skill sets, led me to believe in God more literally than I ever have.
Yeah,
because
yes.
It must be targeting something, right? But yeah. I'm not proselytizing. I'm not asking people to believe or see what I see, but I cannot understand this global, the sophistication and skill and complexity of this, as attributable to just human politics, even bad politics, even bad people. It doesn't make sense. It only makes sense if you understand yet. So I guess what I'm trying to say is if that's the case, I don't really think we have any hope, just us alone. But I do think if there is a metaphysics involved, maybe we have hope by, you know, prayer or repentance or, you know, I'm literally reading the Old Testament these days and like, what are we supposed to do? You know, like tell me prophets. I don't know. This is too horrible, but it could be like principalities and powers that we don't understand.
And there you have it. Like I said, I find that extremely encouraging because it's something that I've been hoping and literally praying for a long time, that those who have been duped for so long would finally come to realize there truly is a God. We are truly up against a level of evil that most humans simply can't wrap their heads around, can't begin to comprehend, and just maybe we had better return to him. Not only, folks, are many of us beginning to see things, it's interesting that as things get over the top, beyond just bad to the point of satanic evil, others are beginning to wake up as well. And may Yahuwah bless you and yours.